Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Chalach of Zion, Simon Yud Zion. We left off at the Chayyadim was saying his third point about the Dabba, that there's no option of the Dabba for Tfilas Musaf. So it's not Shabbos Yomtiv, but it's relevant to Korban Musaf. So it's, he's not sure if he Dabba Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Shahoya Sura Khatas with Khatas in a Bon Nadaba. So the Korban Musaf cannot be brought as a Nadaba, because you talk about the part of the Korban is a Khatas, and the Khatas cannot be brought as a Nadaba. So in that situation, I feel Suffolk is Pavel, also last of these Pavel. She's not sure if he davens on Shabbos or Yom Tov, any tefillah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, or the tefillah of Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, or on Chol HaMoed. So you can't say, well, if I'm a chayav daven, I'm davening Musaf, and if not, I'm davening in a dava, this tefillah of the nusach of tefillah Musaf as in a dava, because you cannot daven tefillah Musaf as in a dava. Person on Shabbos or Yom Tov cannot daven any one of the Shmoneh Esreis as in a dava. So that situation, since he cannot add in the situation of Nadava, it's a suffix, he has a suffix issue to Raisa, so Shev al Tasa, he has to refrain. Also, last of this battle, he cannot go back and die. Okay, now, before we go to the last point of the Chayyadim, the Mishabur gives another example where a person should use the idea of Nadava. In a situation where a person is the Chazan davening for the Yomid. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if there are not 10 people which are listening to the brachas and answering Amen, it's Korab Adar Aliyah's Berkhasim Lubatola. It's seems to be pretty clear to say that the brachas that the Chazan will say are brachas Lubatola. The Chazan's right to daven this Shemoneh Esrei, which he already davened once, the second one he's davening is because he is acting as the agent, the shliach of the tzibur. He's called the shatz, the shliach of the tzibur. Well, if the tzibur is not listening, and the tzibur is not responding to the words that he's saying, he's not acting as their agent, he's not acting as their shliach. So now we have a situation where he's davening potentially brachas levatola. So the Mishabura suggests the following. He says, before a person starts with Zaras HaShatz, if he's in a situation where he's the Chazan for a shul, where he believes that there's a good chance that he's not going to have 10 people listening, this is relevant maybe if you have a small minion, and you might have one of the people which are going to be busy davening and finishing up the davening and leaving early, or people who tend to talk during davening, or people who tend to space out. You know you're a tzibur, you know this is a good possibility, so Chavetz Chaim says you should make it tonight. That if I might see the tzibur with his tefillah, this should be for Chazar HaShatz. And if for whatever reason I can't be much to the tzibur, because they're not listening appropriately, etc., but whatever the reason will be, then this tefillah should be a tefillah, it's nadava. And this way, the chazan is not davening a Shemoneh Esrei, which is brachos levatola. Now what about a Shabbos and Yom Tov? We just said that a Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no option of tefillah nadava. So Shabura seems to indicate in that case that this option doesn't exist. However, since we did mention that there are Rishonim which say that Tefillah Sadova can be brought on Shabbos or Yom Tov as well, even though the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like that, but over here the person is going to daven Chazaras HaShatz because that's part of the responsibility that he has to daven Chazaras HaShatz. So why not have in mind that if whatever reason that doesn't work, which he's going to be doing this Tefillah anyway, let it be a Nadava according to the Rishonim, which hold that a Nadava can be brought on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So I heard from a Pesach that he suggests that even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, a person can make the Tanai of the Mishabura, and at least like those Rishonim, he's taking himself out of the shadow of a potential Bracha Lebatol. Now the last point the Chayyim says is that for to daven tefillah nadava, a person has to have kavana from the beginning to end. We mentioned this in the previous year, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that this is the proper way to daven tefillah nadava is with kavana. And the Chayyim continues and says, nowadays we can be pretty confident we do not have that kavana. Therefore, his conclusion is that these davening in a case of Safik, using the concept of the Dabba is not an option. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees and says that even Bizman Azeh, we can rely on the concept of davening the Dabba. And in the situation of Safek, a person should daven me Safek and make the Tanai and relying on the concept of the Dabba. So I'm not going to read all of it inside. The reason why we say that a person should, if he can't have kavana, he shouldn't do it, is because we have the pasuk that the parashah says the klai. So what do I need all your kavanas for? So the Mishnah Berurah says that's referring to a case where a person on his own volition decides to offer an adaba. So I said the parashah says what I need it for, if you're not really focusing on it. But if you're doing because the suffix tefillah requires you to try and address the issue, so you, the Bereshit would not say over there, Lomali Rav Ziv Chechem, and the fact that the person wasn't mechaven properly doesn't take away the right for him to daven, the tefillah's in the daven. Have a good day.